Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each Friday, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you too, Ian. How's it going over there?
Fine, thanks. And last week, Mike, you left us with a moon-themed challenge.
I said, start with the names of the moons Europa and Titan. Rearrange those letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, seven letters, that names someone a body shop might have on speed dial. Who is it?
An auto painter.
All right, Ian, on August 7th, 1959, the Lincoln Memorial design for the obverse of the U.S. penny was put into circulation. It replaced the wheat design that had been used since Lincoln's portrait was put on the penny in 1908. The memorial itself was replaced in 2009 by four scenes honoring the bicentennial of Lincoln's birth, and in 2010, the current shield design was introduced. To memorialize the the building's appearance on the penny, our quiz this week is about the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
The interior of the memorial's chamber is divided into three sections by two rows of columns. On a wall of the north chamber is Lincoln's second inaugural address, and inscribed in the south chamber are the 272 words of what famous speech?
That was the Gettysburg Address?
It is indeed the Gettysburg Address. And when they were carving the second inaugural, they made a mistake. The word future, the F, was actually carved as an E, so they didn't paint in the bottom line of that letter on the wall. In the 1939 film Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the title character visits the Lincoln Memorial for inspiration after his faith in politics is shaken. What actor was nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of Mr. Smith, the first of five such nominations that include ones for his roles in Harvey and It's a Wonderful Life?
That's James Stewart.
It is indeed Mr. Stewart. And in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Stewart is head of a group called the Boy Rangers because the Boy Scouts wouldn't let them use their name in the film. Before Congress approved the final design and the location of the memorial, alternate ideas were proposed, including building a log cabin statue instead of the Greek temple design, and locating the memorial at what Washington, D.C. transportation hub?
I think it's called Union Station.
It is called Union Station, that's right. The statue of Lincoln in the memorial is the subject of two urban legends, both officially denied, of course, by the National Park Service. Some claim the face of Robert E. Lee is carved into the back of Lincoln's head, and others believe he is forming what two letters in sign language with his hands?
I've heard this before, and I don't know. U.S.?
That's a good guess, and I was wondering if you would say that. No. These are more personal letters to Mr. Lincoln.
A-L?
A-N-L is correct, yes. And finally, measuring approximately 5 inches wide and 2.5 inches tall when completed, a model of the Lincoln Memorial, sold by what company, has a removable roof and is made of 272 pieces, including a tiny Lincoln figurine?
I will say Lego.
You will say correct. And just reading this question now, I realize that it's probably made of 272 pieces. If that's not a real big coincidence, that's the number of words in the Gettysburg Address. I really hope that's the reason. And I'm just literally putting this together right now.
Wow.
I hope that's the case. Lego, is that the case? Please tell me it is. And if it's not, don't tell me. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions to leave your 1 cent in the comments section. Check out some extra credit or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase log cabins. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a word that names places where many speeches are given from. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'm taking a road trip to Chesterwood. I'll see you at the same time next week.
Have fun. See you then.